next on the 5 o'clock report.
I don't trust it any other way. I want my vote to be counted.
Do you think it's okay to be dishonest?
It's very apparent what we saw between the two candidates. One obviously hostile, the other one hospitable.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and happy Friday, everyone. I'm Bill Price. The 2020 vote, that is our top story at 5. President Trump and Joe Biden both in Minnesota tonight. The former VP speaking to steel workers in Hermantown, Minnesota, moments ago.
Here in Minnesota and all across the country, there are plenty of folks who are hurting. They're worried about making their next mortgage payment.
President Trump will be in the North Star State tonight, 46 days before voters decide in Virginia, Minnesota, South Dakota, and Wyoming. They're already deciding. Early voting began there earlier today.
It's something that Republicans, Democrats, I mean, all political parties are becoming more comfortable with. Yeah. It has changed the face of campaigning.
Jason McGuire at New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms.
I just long for the days. There was a sense of unity in which we all went on the same day, but I recognize it's changing, and there are large percentages of the population that are voting ahead of time now.
And the experts say as much as 75% of all voters could cast their ballots before Election Day. President Trump doesn't like that.
I think it's going to be a terrible time for this country, and we're counting on federal judges to do a great constitutional job.
14 more states will send out mail-in ballots tomorrow. This Wisconsin woman says she's voting in person.
Election Day, I'll go and stand in line and vote. I don't trust it any other way. I want my vote to be counted.
A new NBC News Wall Street Journal poll shows just 44% of voters today think mail-in ballots will be counted correctly. Political pundits say Joe Biden fielded a lot of softballs in the parking lot of a baseball stadium last night near Scranton.
This town hall for Biden should be a in-kind contribution to the Biden campaign. I mean, is this serious?
That is radio talk show host Dan Bongino. Take a listen, folks, to the line of questioning during last night's town hall forum on CNN.
If you were president, could you see a scenario where you downplayed critical information so as not to cause panic?
How will you handle Russia's involvement with Trump?
Do you think it's still possible to reach across the aisle?
Now, listen to the questions posed to President Trump earlier this week during his town hall event on ABC.
Why did you throw vulnerable people like me under the bus?
Why don't you support a mandate for national mask wearing? Why would you downplay a pandemic?
Do you think it's okay to be dishonest?
Media critic Joe Concha.
One town hall was infinitely more challenging than the other. The moderator last night, Anderson Cooper, didn't even challenge or fact check Joe Biden even once. For instance, when he said that if the president did his job, there would be zero COVID deaths in this country. I would think if I'm moderating that, I would say, hey, now, wait a minute. So it's very apparent what we saw between the two candidates. One obviously hostile, the other one hospitable.
That is media critic Joe Concha comparing the two presidential town halls this week. As for the presidential debates, they start 1 week from next Tuesday, September 29th from Cleveland. Chris Wallace from Fox News will moderate. Now to COVID. President Trump earlier today at the White House.
We'll have manufactured at least 100 million vaccine doses before the end of the year, and likely much more than that. Hundreds of millions of doses will be available every month, and we expect to have enough vaccines for every American by April.
The president says a big announcement on a vaccine will be coming very soon. Time running out for TikTok.
Think of a number 1 through 10.
In the U.S. alone, TikTok claims to have 100 million users watching and posting short video clips.
It has become a staple to almost every college student in America.
On Sunday, new downloads of the app would be banned. The administration says if TikTok can't be sold to U.S. investors by November 12th, it would shut down. Oracle, Microsoft, and Walmart have all made offers to buy TikTok and to take hold of its user database. But any deal would have to be approved by the White House.
That's Stephen Portnoy reporting from Washington tonight. Bermuda bracing for a hurricane.
Hurricane
Teddy is a strong storm. It is a Category 4 right now. It is in the middle of the Atlantic, and it's moving north. It's going to head towards Bermuda on Sunday. Should weaken at least a little bit by then to a Category 3, maybe a high-end Category 2.
That is forecaster David Parkinson. Still to come on this Friday edition of the 5 o'clock report, a chilly night ahead, folks. Get ready. Plus, jobs coming back in Pennsylvania and guests coming back to Pumpkinville.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. We've got a classic early autumn-like weekend coming up. Of course, it's still officially summer until Tuesday, but it's looking and feeling the part very much of autumn, as we see high pressure set to deliver chilly and, in cases, frosty nights and cool, bright days. And all that smoke from those western wildfires getting a break, pushed south and thinning out. We've got some nice, bright skies ahead. So for tonight, we'll turn out clear and chilly, if not cold, with frost forming in some locales, wide-ranging low temperatures, around 50 along the immediate shores of Lake Syrie in Ontario, to near or just below freezing some valley areas of the Twin Tiers with frost. And then for Saturday and Sunday, bright and sunny but crisp and cool with high temperatures from the mid-50s to the mid-60s.
Okay, Kevin Williams checking the stories making news where you live in New York and Pennsylvania. Friday, September 18th, freeze warnings, frost advisories going up at midnight for much of our listening area. They'll last right on through tomorrow morning.
A chilly air mass is in place across the region, so we're expecting temperatures to drop down into the lower 30s and even lower in the interior portions of the southern tier.
Heather Kenyon at the National Weather Service in Buffalo says bright sunshine and cooler temps will be the weather story all weekend long.
We're expecting areas of frost or freeze conditions to persist into next week. We have temperatures well below normal this weekend.
And the other big weather story is the lack of rain. There's a drought warning across the northern tier of Pennsylvania. Heather Kenyon says don't expect the wet stuff anytime soon.
We're going to be in a dry period for quite some time. The next chance for any showers will be mid to late next week.
Again, freeze warnings and frost advisories go up overnight tonight. They'll last through 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Yesterday, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled that mail-in ballots could be counted for 3 days after the November 3rd election. So, does President Trump have any chance of winning the Keystone State?
I don't think you can make any other conclusion that it probably helps Biden. I'm not willing to say at this point that that means Trump can't win the state. He's behind right now by 4.2 percentage points.
Pollster Terry Madonna at Franklin and Marshall College.
This is a very unusual election cycle. A lot fewer undecided voters than in the past. The lines are very, very hard between Democrats and Republicans. The polarization is as great as anything we've had in modern history.
Case in point, Terry Madonna says 90% of Republicans in Pennsylvania give President Trump a positive job performance rating. Democrats in the Commonwealth in the single digits when it comes to a favorable view of President Trump. SUNY Oswego shifting to all online learning for the next 2 weeks to try and stop the spread of COVID. That school says it's not shutting down and it's not sending students home. There are now 82 cases of COVID at SUNY Oswego. With the return of church, local health officials across New York say they're seeing a spike in COVID.
Over the past month or so, we have counted at least 70 cases of COVID-19 in Monroe County that are connected to individuals who regularly go to church or who have been in close contact with a family member, a coworker, or a friend who does.
Monroe County Health Commissioner Michael Mendoza says while church can offer families much-needed hope these days, it can also be a breeding ground for the virus.
Wear a mask, especially if you cannot keep 6 feet apart from others, and wash your hands. Limit handshaking, hugging, kissing, and other physical contact if you can, and consider pre-recorded music instead of a choir. We know that singing can pose a heightened risk.
Over 40 cases of COVID have been linked to a church in Chemung County, New York. One person connected to that church died from the virus. Parents in the Williamsville, New York School District threatening legal action if they don't get some FaceTime soon with the superintendent. Parents are outraged the district has gone entirely to online learning. 1,500 families in Williamsville have now signed on to a petition demanding that schools reopen.
This is not five or six noisy, angry
Williamsville entitled parents, trying to get their way. We represent over 1,700 people.
Charlie McClay has twin seniors in the district. He says the superintendent at Williamsville is hiding.
The board and the superintendent have gone into their bunker. They're no longer talking or listening to people. They are, I call it the Vladimir Putin School of Leadership.
McClay says if parents don't get answers from officials at Williamsville, they're prepared to take their case all the way to Albany. The jobless rate in Pennsylvania taking a nosedive last month. Family Life's Tracy Lynn.
Today, the Keystone State said the unemployment rate for August fell by over 2 percentage points to 10.3%. It was 12.5% in July. Officials say 60,000 of the 1 million jobs that were lost since the pandemic began back in mid-March were gained back last month in Pennsylvania. Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.
Thank you, Tracy. Time now for your market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors.
Another big sell-off on Wall Street today, ending a tough week for stocks. The Dow was down 245 points. The NASDAQ fell 116, and the S&P 500 was 37 points lower. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
With a biblical look at your money, here's Rob West. When it comes to the subject of debt, I have to be honest and tell you that the Bible has nothing positive to say about it. It's rarely wise, prudent, or preferred. God told the Jews, "For the Lord your God will bless you as he has promised, and you will lend to many nations, but you will not borrow, and you will rule over many nations, but they will not rule over you." Proverbs 22:7 says, "The rich rules over the poor, and the borrower becomes the servant to the lender." Debt is really a symptom of a problem. It presumes upon the future. It may replace God's provision in your life. It enables you to live beyond your means, and it increases the cost of almost everything you purchase with it. Your goal should always be to remain debt-free.
And you can learn more about trusting God and becoming a wise money manager when you contact us online, moneywise.org, moneywise.org.
12 minutes past the hour. The weekend is here. So, too, is Sunny Drive Home Sports.
Yes, sir. The Buffalo Bills will be without two of their starting linebackers for Sunday's game against the Dolphins. Tremaine Edmonds and Matt Milano out due to injuries. The Eagles will try to bounce back after losing that game last week when they led by 17 points. They'll take on an even tougher Rams defense. The G-Men look for a victory in Chicago when the Giants take on the Bears, a team that rallied from 17 down to win last week. No Le'Veon Bell for the Jets, so former 49er Frank Gore will start against his former team, San Fran, and the Steelers looked great last Monday. Big Ben and the boys hope to repeat that performance against the Denver Broncos. NBA Milwaukee Bucks superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo won his second consecutive NBA MVP award. In action tonight, the Lakers and Nuggets battle in Game 1 of the West Finals. Baseball, Pirates play 2 against the Cards, Blue Jays with a doubleheader against the Phillies, Mets entertain the Braves, Cleveland's and Detroit Twins at the Cubs. Number 25 Pitt hosts Syracuse tomorrow and the U.S. Open second round underway. For Family Life, I'm Sonny Delphiette.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. We've got a classic early autumn-like weekend coming up. Of course, it's still officially summer until Tuesday, but it's looking and feeling the part very much of autumn, as we see high pressure set to deliver chilly and, in cases, frosty nights and cool, bright days. And all that smoke from those western wildfires getting a break, pushed south and thinning out. We've got some nice bright skies ahead. So for tonight, we'll turn out clear and chilly, if not cold, with frost forming in some locales. Wide-ranging low temperatures, around 50 along the immediate shores of Lake Superior in Ontario, to near or just below freezing some valley areas of the Twin Tiers with frost. And then for Saturday and Sunday, bright and sunny but crisp and cool, with high temperatures from the mid-50s to the mid-60s.
Okie dokie, Kevin Williams, have yourself a fantastic weekend. Finally this Friday, looking for some fall fun this weekend? Well, it doesn't get much more fun than Pumpkinville near Ellicottville, beautiful Cattaraugus County, New York. They're open for business and eager to usher in the autumn season.
I think a lot of people missed out on family traditions throughout the summer, and we're really happy to be able to be here and offer this fall family.
family tradition to everybody.
The owner at Pumpkinville says with limited capacity this year because of COVID, you got to really plan your October events in September this year.
Absolutely, especially if you're planning to come on one of our busier days, which would be weekends, Columbus Day Monday, and the Friday before Columbus Day weekend, too. Those days probably will fill up very quickly.
And besides the usual seasonal attractions like the hay rides at Corn Mazes, Pumpkinville also featuring a farmer's market with some of the best apple cider and donuts in the area. For more information, check them out online, pumpkinville.com. They're open till the end of October. Some great fall fun, Sonny.
There you
go. In our own backyard.
Yeah, before the snow.
Don't say that. No.